Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. And a lot of advance notice. We don't have a lot of too much going on that's really in April. Not actually a lot going on except some dances. First Saturday dance. The first Saturday dance in Ellensburg will be on April 2nd. April 2nd, that's next week. And that'll be good. That'll be amazing. First Saturday dance. Also, there is a second Saturday dance. There's two second Saturday dances, and they're on the 9th of April. One is at the Rockford Grange, or the Barrett Grange out on Rockford Road. Or maybe it's the Rockford Grange on Barrett Road. It is the Rockford Grange on Barrett Road, out there near the Mount Hood area. And then there's the second Saturday dance in Yakima on the 9th of April. And also on the 9th of April, of course, is the second Saturday sing-along, which we haven't plugged for a while, just kind of spaced. The second Saturday sing-along in the Tri-Cities. It's in Richland, Washington, at the Round Table Pizza Parlor. Oh, indeed, 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 the second Saturday sing-along. And lots of other, like I say, more advanced things going on. There are dances on the There are dances on the 15th of April as well in Moscow and in Walla Walla, and we'll talk about those closer to those dances. A couple of advance notices. Don't you be forgetting now that the Alice's Restaurant 50th anniversary tour of Arlo, and Arlo's still in pretty good voice. He's got to be 70 if he's a day. And he's still doing it, and he does it pretty well. He took care of himself, you know. And I think some of it had to do with that wondering if he had Huntington's chorea, you know, back in the day. And then it turned out he didn't. And he didn't take the test that he could have taken. But he was very, very body cognizant and very, very physical cognizant. And like I say, took a lot of good care of himself, especially given how he talks about the 60s. Anyway, that'll be at the Bing Crosby Theater. And I think there are still some tickets left. So you go hunt that up, because that'll be a good show. They started selling tickets for James Taylor and his all-star band. And that's going to be on the, I think it's the 16th of July. It's a Saturday. And, you know, those are going to sell out pretty fast. Those are at the arena. And you want to get those tickets. All these tickets are available. Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. That's 1-800-325-SEAT. Also on the 23rd of April, Trillium 239 is going to be in concert. That's the old Humphrey, Hartman, and Cameron. And they're calling themselves Trillium 239 now. Anyway, I think it's 239. Better check on this. Brand new thing. I got an email about this about a month ago. But I want to say that it's 239. Anyway, and that's how we're supposed to say it. Say it. Trillium 239, Humphrey, Hartman, and Cameron, the old. And we have to forget the HHC and go into the Trillium thing. Alrighty? And that's cool. And they're going to be at the Unitarian Church there on Sylvester Road there, which is where we were last week. And they'll be doing their thing. Alrighty. So that's pretty much all that's happening. And I'll be doing Bootsers. I'll be doing Bootsers on April the 9th. And that'll be a fun, fun show. Alrighty, I played this quite a while ago, and we'll play it again. This is from the album Unit of Measure, and this is a great track. This is Tony Rice and Company doing Sally Good and Ronnie and Ricky Simkin and John Gaudreau and Wyatt Rice. Tony Rice Unit from the album Unit of Measure. Pretty good stuff.
Sally Good. Good night, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you all for a lovely evening. We sure do appreciate it. God bless. Thank you.
the Tony Rice unit there, Tony Rice and their Jerusalem Ridge, which, of course, Tony Rice recorded solo on his Church Street Blues album. And boy, oh boy. Gertrude, Rice, and Simpkin. Oh my gosh. Ronnie and Ricky and Tony and Wyatt and John Gaudreau. Oh, that was amazing. You can kind of tell the difference between, of course, Wyatt and Tony and Larry all come from the same family, and the dad played guitar. But you can tell, if you listen to very closely, the difference between Wyatt and Tony's style. Both just as good, but Wyatt's Tony smoother, if you like the kind of thing. When you see Tony Rice play, his fingers are just like butter. You don't even see him coming off the fretboard. Tony Rice. The Tony Rice unit. Oh, my gosh. We have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. And Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We still have a half hour worth of music to go. I don't know quite where we're going with it, but we'll go somewhere. Maybe just right out the window and down the street, for all I know. But anyway, we're taking a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we're coming right back. You just hold your horses because we're coming back. Hang on.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, providing a stage for live American roots music featuring jazz, bluegrass, and blues. Open daily with a menu of traditional pub fare, craft beers, and cocktails. Rico's, a gathering place in Pullman since 1909.
Gray and rainy for the next couple of days. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, bringing with it a chance of overnight rain. And then tomorrow for your Easter, winds will pick up, turning to gusts. And then slightly cooler on Monday. Sunshine on Tuesday, but expect more drizzle. Lows tonight on the Palouse of 37, Lewis Clark Valley 40.
with one foot on the platform, the other foot on the train. I'm going back to New Orleans to where that poor boy, and God, I know I'm one.
A friend of mine, all he had was fire insurance. We had a fire in my bathroom recently. Got it out before it got to the house, though. Well, what happened was the family went to town, you see. And we have a daughter in the family that, well, described usually as a few straws short of a bale. You might have heard that expression. And she decided to wash everything. She took 3 gallons of benzene and washed everything. And she threw it down the outhouse. Grandpa came back from town. He had his new Sears catalog, his new pipe, and a bunch of tobacco. And he went out there and to read the catalog, and lit up and threw the match down the hole. And 2 hours later, he came down in the middle of the chicken yard. And we ran up to him and we said, "Grandpa, Grandpa, you all right?" He said, "Yup, it must have been something I ate in town." Amazing man. He made $1 million once selling Cheerios as donut seeds. I want to thank you. One of my favorite little songs from the cow country. I'm gonna leave old Texas now. Ain't got no place for the longhorn cow. They've roped and fenced all over my range, and the people there, well, they are so strange. Gonna take my horse and away I'll go, find a better life down in Mexico. And so, kind friends, I'll bid adieu. I'm a better man just for the knowing of you. And so, kind friends, I will bid adieu. I'm a better man just for the knowing of you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
and shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's cold train has hauled it away. And the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and they stripped all the land. Yeah, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, and they wrote it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes flow down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. And I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting just 5 miles away from wherever I am. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Ain't gonna work in this country, neither on Forrester's farm. I'm gonna sit till my Maybell comes. She's gonna call me Tom. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe. Back in 1937, the Library of Congress was sending out folk song collectors all over the country trying to pick up the old songs before they disappeared. A lot of them have done just that. One of those collectors, a man named Duncan Emmeridge, met a fella in Parchman Prison in Mississippi. The fella's name was Charlie Butler. And he sang this song, Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. I've been singing on the Mississippi River for the last several seasons, all summer long, on a steamboat called the Julia Bell Swain, another boat called the Twilight. And I've been digging into river lore and history and stuff, and I found out that Diamond Joe Reynolds built boats on the Mississippi till 1910. Every boat he built had a diamond on the side with J-O, right in the middle of it, big insignia, the Diamond Joe Steamboat Line. So, where a lot of people for a lot of years suspected this song was being sung to a person, I really think it was being sung to a steamboat. Come and take me away. Ain't gonna tell you no secrets, ain't gonna tell you no lies. I'm gonna sit till my Maybell comes. Watch her rolling on by. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe. When upon the mountain, I give my horn a blow. I thought I heard my Maybell say, yonder cometh my bow. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe. Sometimes I do think that you're too sweet to die. Sometimes I think, Maybell, you ought to be buried alive. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe. I ain't gonna work in this country, neither on Forrester's farm. I'm gonna sit till my Maybell comes. She's gonna call me Tom. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe.
Sure. down to the alphabet's end. You want my confession? The answer is yes, ma'am. I still think of you time and again. I wonder if maybe when you lay with your baby and you're back and you're forth reminisce, my name ever trips from the tip of your tongue and drifts down over your lips. Cause I don't really miss you and I don't wanna kiss you. I'm just hoping that you could find a place in your heart. Maybe what little part do I ever cross your mind? Do you still think about me?
Dead air there, dead air, but we're going into the highways and the freeways and the things. And Heidi's talking about that and all that, which means we're just about ready to wind up. That was Rufty Tufty from the Fiddler's Dream album with Greg and Kerdwin Spatz, also of the Mighty Squirrel, that group, the Mighty Squirrel, which is such an awesome group. Oh my gosh. Colin Spring before that. Does she still? I don't know. She does, Colin. It's, you know, that cut's been out for quite a while. I hope you find out. That's how it is. All righty. I want to thank some folks that worked on this. I want to thank Amanda Cully for doing the playlist, and Jesse Jacobs for helping with the editing. Heidi's going to start singing about the highways here pretty quick. Let me show you. She's going to say another highway in New Direction, and that means that it's time to wind up this show, okay? If you want to email me, you can email me at dsindaniel@wsu.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047, and I'll get back to you sooner than later. Generally, I'm never home, but I have the cell phone with me, but I'm never there either. Anyway, I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you. And take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks. And they're nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. We're out of here. Bye.